The two Vagari fired another burst, their blaster bolts scattering from Luke's lightsaber blade. He pressed forward grimly, letting the Force manipulate his defense, shortening the gap between him and the attackers. The Vagari intensified their fire. Setting his teeth, Luke struggled to keep up with the attack. And suddenly, the screaming of their weapons was joined by blaster fire of a more modern pitch and rhythm. For a handful of seconds, the two sounds played a deadly duet. And then, all weapons fell abruptly silent. Luke! Mara! We're here, Fel! Mara called out as she and Evelyn came up behind him. Come on, Luke, they're hurt! Luke blinked sweat out of his eyes as he closed down his lightsaber and joined the other two hurrying down the corridor. The two groups met around the next jog in the corridor, beside the bodies of the three Vagari Luke had been slowly pushing back.
These the last of them?
One of the stormtroopers asked. As far as I know, yes, Luke said, eyeing him and the others with concern and a bit of awe. All four stormtroopers had been through the wars all right, with blaster burns scattered and clustered all across their once sleek armor. It was hard to believe they were even alive, let alone more or less on their feet. Fel didn't look to be in terrific shape either, and though he seemed to be walking on his own, Luke could see that Drask was standing ready to offer him a helping hand. I see you've been busy, he said. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to you faster.
We managed, Fel said.
What about Bersh? Luke asked. Did you see him?
I didn't know, Fel said. He must have made it to D4 before we were able to deal with their rear guard.
Rear guard? Mara asked. You saying there are still more of them up there?
Definitely,
one of the stormtroopers said.
We could hear them working in the turbolift pylon while we were bringing the car in.
I don't suppose you got a head count, Luke said. The stormtrooper shook his head.
I have done a rough calculation, however, Drask said. From the size of the three inaccessible rooms aboard the Vagari vessel, I estimate Bersh could have brought as many as 300 troops with him.
What were they doing in the pylon? Evelyn asked.
What? Fel asked.
You said they were working in the turbolift pylon, the girl reminded them. You said you didn't count them, but didn't you at least look to see what they were doing?
The two slightly less injured stormtroopers looked at each other.
Not really,
one of them confessed.
We had more pressing things to think about at the time,
the other stormtrooper added.
Well, let's think about it now, Luke said. What could Bersh be up to?
Maybe there's a quick way to find out, Mara said, stooping beside one of the Vagari bodies and pulling off his helmet. Let's ask him.
She glanced over the controls, then keyed on the built-in comlink. Hello, Bersh, she called toward the voice pickup. This is Mara Jade Skywalker. How's it going up there?
I'm sorry, but General Bersh is unavailable at this time. So, you still live, Jedi?
That's right, Estoush, Mara said. We still live, you're up and around again. It's just a glorious day for us all.
Not for all, Jedi. Where precisely are you?
We're standing around on a Vagari free dreadnought, Mara told him.
What do you mean, Vagari free?
Oh, didn't you know? Mara said. Your rear guard's dead. All of them.
Really? Interesting. You Jedi are more effective warriors than we realized. Our mistake.
A mistake others paid for, Mara pointed out. But I suppose that's typical. I don't suppose you're brave enough to come down here and take any of the risks yourself.
Thank you for your invitation, but no. The Supreme Commander never takes the same risks as the common soldiers.
Supreme Commander, you say? Mara said. I'm impressed.
Tell me, is Master Skywalker there with you?
Luke hesitated, sensing the trap lying beneath the question. Estoush was willing to talk, but only if he knew he didn't have a Jedi running loose and unaccounted for. On the other hand, if Luke confirmed he was here listening, his own freedom of movement would be severely limited, at least for the length of the conversation.
With Fel and the stormtroopers largely out of commission, it would be a bad idea to let the Vagari pin both him and Mara down to this one particular spot. Mara, he could sense, had come to the same conclusion. Fortunately, she'd also come up with the answer. Smiling wickedly at Luke, she pulled out the comlink Presser had given her and lifted her eyebrows. He nodded, understanding, taking a rapid couple of steps aft down the corridor as he pulled the matching device from his own belt.
Yes, I'm here, Estoush. What do you want?
Nothing in particular,
Estoush said offhandedly. It was time, Luke decided, to see what exactly was going on up there.
I merely didn't want to have to repeat all of this for you later. You're right. We did indeed come here for revenge. But certainly not for the few ragged handfuls of humans who will soon be dying alongside you. No, our revenge will be against the entire Chiss race.
Nice to have goals in life, Mara commented. But I find it hard to believe there's anything aboard Outbound Flight that's going to help you take down the Chiss Ascendancy. Or are the Vagari in the habit of using high-flying words that don't really mean anything?
Mock me all you wish, Jedi. But I am up here, and you are down there.
Luke had reached the turbolift lobby now. There was a single car waiting there, behind the piles of Vagari bodies, a car with an oddly shaped hole blown in the front part of the roof. He stepped inside and turned back toward the control panel. It was only then that he saw that Evelyn had followed him. He blinked at her in surprise, cutting off his comlink's voice pickup. What are you doing here? He demanded. I want to help, she said. What can I do?
And up there is about as far as you're going to get.
Mara's voice scoffed over the comlink.
Or had you forgotten we're in the middle of the Chiss readout?
I want to go with you, Evelyn said. Please?
So there are things even the great Jedi don't know. Perhaps it was merely your basic combat skills I underestimated.